Well, I would appreciate your prayers this morning. I'd like to start with a few verses in Matthew, the 14th chapter. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up unto the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Well, this is a common scripture. I think we've probably heard it preached on many, many times and commented on. I was thinking about Peter here, and I think we look at Peter a lot of times and look at he was a very human individual. We see the humanity of him. He seemed like he was a quick-spoken person, one that always put the foot forward. He was the one that Jesus had to save out of the deep. But the rest of them didn't even try. Peter was the one that looked at the situation, and Jesus was out there walking on the water, and so he put himself at jeopardy by saying, "Lord, bid me to come out." And He failed in his adventure there and all, but he was one that stepped out for the Lord. And you know, if you're likely to have a desire to do something, if your desire is to do something for the Lord or to reach out, you may make a failure. I mean, there may be places that you find out that you're not as capable as you thought you was, or it may not turn out the way you thought that it would, and I don't know. I've had those kind of daydreams myself, to where, you know, I've had the idea that, you know, we're gonna hold a tent meeting and, you know, half the city's gonna get saved, or, you know, or we're gonna do those kind of things, and it don't always work out the way we planned it to. But I want this message this morning, the way I feel like the Lord gave it to me. The message is for anybody that has had places in their life that they wasn't capable. The message is for you today, that if you've just felt like things are too big for you, or if you're here today and you feel like that you found places in your life that you just don't know what to do, and you found those kind of places, I want this message to be an encouragement to you today that God is really, really able. And He is a very good God. And God is there for us when we have these kind of moments. You know, Peter may have got better than this,
But this is the reality of what Peter needed. This Peter needed the moment to where he says, I'm not capable. You know, Peter was the one that said to the Lord, although they all forsake you, I will never forsake you. You know, Peter really did need to some introspection about himself and where he was at. And the Lord gave it to him. The Lord allowed him to come to the moment to where he thought he would never ever deny the Lord. I love you too much. I'll never deny you. I am big enough in this moment that I would never. And then when the real pressures and the things came, he found out. Do you know what he found out? He found out something that I found out too, and I think most of us have found out, that we're pretty pitiful without the Lord. And we can have the idea that I can go through this, I can do this, I can conquer this, or I'll be something in this. And when I'm sitting among all friends and I'm sitting in a situation to where everything's going well for me and I don't have no pain in my body, and I can get this idea about me being able to do what I need to be able to do. But then circumstances fall on me, and sometimes my courage runs out. Sometimes I'm not as big as I thought I was, and sometimes I don't have the ability to do what I thought I could do. And when I thought that I'd stand up, surely I'll stand up and be the one that'll speak for the Lord right here in this moment, and I'll find myself withering and not as able as I thought. My air goes out of my sails, you may say. And don't do that. I want this message to be for everyone that has felt that way before. There was a song, I just think of the McCameys. I'm not really very that familiar with the song, but the song said something like this: when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. And I remember the song went under his feet. Y'all remember the song? There was a song they're talking about: when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. And that's what I want to focus on today is when the circumstances are bigger than you, when you don't have the answers for the problems, when circumstances have come into your life and you don't know what to do about them and it's too big to do anything about it, and you recognize, oh no, and if this place comes and he begins. Peter walked on the water, but he looked and he saw, when he looked and he saw the realities of life. Life is real. And he saw the realities of his life. There was a conflict between his faith and looking to the Lord and what natural life. This was a seaman. Who knew better about what the sea could do to you than Peter did? Peter knew about shipwrecks. He knew about disasters at sea. It wasn't uncommon for people to lose their life at sea. The sea could be a terrible force against you. And Peter saw this terrible force and the conflict between the two of the what's naturally and the faith in there, and this side starting to win. He looked and he began to be fearful, because this is not make-believe, folks. There is something real here about this. In these natural bodies, he looked and saw that, and he feared for his life. He feared for what might happen to him. And he lost his faith in his direction there at a time. This is given to us for a reason, but I want you to know, when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. He's able. He's still always able. You know, we will be called on in our Christian life to do things that's bigger than we are. We will be called on to face situations that is so much bigger than we are. I had a little experience, you might call it, at Monarch this year. And someone said, mentioned to Linda about me. They made a comment that something like this. I'll try to get it as best I can. You can sure get in over your head fast. That was a comment about you can get in over your head. Well, I'm not a person that offends easy, I don't believe, and I could have thought of what that might have meant about getting in over my head. But the only thing that I could really come up with the statement was, Boy, is that true. That is really true. And I got to thinking about, Lord, help me. I've been in over my head this whole time. When the time I told the Lord, I want to serve you, will you save me? I was in over my head when I asked that. I've been in over my head the whole time. But when the waves are over your head, they're under His feet. He's able to take care of us when those times when it seems like that we're in over our heads. And I remember the time that I'm the one, I give this testimony, I'm the one that was, I never dreamed in my lifetime of being even this small crowd of friends to be able to stand up and talk in front of people. I never could do it growing up. I would never have wanted to be in the place. And if I didn't get in the place, I'd be so embarrassed I couldn't perform. When I was a junior, I think it was, sophomore, junior in high school, one of our teachers made us give these oral reports. She was feared because she was the only teacher that did this. If you was in her class, you had to give a 3-minute oral report. It was like the day of dread. It was like the worst day in history. I had to put it out of my mind for weeks ahead because there was going to be a day that I was going to be required to have to stand up and give a three-minute report. It was horrifying to me to have to do it. And so I had to do it. You had to do it. And so I got up. She called on me to give my presentation. One of the good things about it was not everybody was very good at it, so at least there was people that wasn't good at it. But I knew I wasn't good at it, so when I got up, I got overly excited about it, and I started going so fast, I was really going fast, and it just cracked the whole class up. And so now I'm doubly embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about being up there. Now I'm embarrassed that they're saying, now everybody's laughing at me, and it's doubly embarrassed. And so they wouldn't hardly stop laughing, and I'm trying to recompose. If I had any composure, I was trying to recompose it. And I was trying to do that, and it ended up, everybody, teacher calms everybody down from laughing, and she says, okay, continue. And I started to continue, and I think I went faster the second time than I did the first time, and they all started laughing again, and that makes it now I'm triply embarrassed and all this. And this is where I'm at in my life. And so then she finally said, okay, Marty, you sit down. You can try it later. And I said, no, I'm doing now or never. I'm doing it. And I went ahead and did it. And it was terribly embarrassing. And that's who I was. And I never could believe. I was in over my head. The only problem was I was in over my head and I didn't have anybody that could draw me up out of there. And the Lord called me to preach. Go figure. Why? Lord, why would you take somebody so unable? No, I can't do this. I can't do this. And the Lord called on somebody that couldn't. Why? I mean, there's so many people that's capable and taught and learned. Why would you call me? Because I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want to tell you, I've been in over my head. I'm in way over my head. It's not a put down to say you can get in over your head. You can get in over your head. If you're going to serve the Lord, you'll find places you're going to be in over your head. But I want you to know today, it's under His feet. The Lord knows how to take care of us. And I started meditating on this thought and thinking about it more and more. And I was thinking about the idea of I'm in over my head, and I thought about the times that I was asked to do weddings, and I said to the Lord, I would be ready. It was almost time for me to get up and do this wedding, and I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, how did I get in this place? I want to be in the woods. I want to have the fishbowl in my hand. Lord, I want to go. How did I end up in this place like this? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? I'm going to fumble around. Everybody's going to laugh. What am I going to do? But I'm going to tell you, when it's over your head, it's under His feet. And it's been a miracle over and over to me how many times the Lord bailed me out. And I'm sitting wondering, and when it's all over, is how did that happen? How did the Lord do that? He took the situations of our lives. There'll be times that the Lord's going to put you in a place that you're going to feel like, I don't know what to do. How am I going to do this? And I started meditating about it, and all of a sudden I started realizing something. The people that were faithful to God in the Bible got in over their head. Over and over, they got in over their head. Abraham, what are you doing? Where are you going? I don't know where I'm going. What are you going to do? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. But I know this, that when the waves are over my head, they're under His feet. He can lead and guide me to where I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing or where I'll be tonight or tomorrow night. I don't know what I'm going to be, but I'll say this. God knows how to lead us in our lives. He knows how to take care of us in our lives. Thank God that He does have all the waves, all the circumstances, all of those things are under His feet. The people in the Bible over and over. I wonder if Noah didn't sit down after the instructions about building this ark and sat down and said, I'm over my head. I'm only one man. Nobody. These guys got some boys. I'm expected to build. And when it gets through, it's got to float. I don't know what. How am I going to put this together? How is it all going to get? Do you know the amount of lumber? They made a realistic ark down in Kentucky. I don't know if you've ever been there. But the amount of beams and structures, and I know he had 100 and some years to do it, but even at that, all of this wood and all of this stuff and all of this, and I wonder if he didn't at some point scratch his head, and maybe it didn't go as much as he said. Maybe he would have said, I'm in over my head. Lord, you're going to have to help your servant. You're going to have to do something here for this time. You know, God had that all in control the whole time. He knew what He was doing, gave Him the right amount of space and time, was going to produce the right stuff that He could do that. But boy, it would have been easy for Him to have said, I'm in over my head on this. But when we're in over our head, I want you to know it's under His feet. He can take care of all of these things in our lives. And I think about the story of Moses. Moses, a prince of Egypt and all of these kind of things. And he wants to serve the Lord. And he did not give credibility to the Egyptian way. He looked to God and he dismissed the one and took on the other. And this became valuable to him, and he wanted to live for God. And now in living for God, all of a sudden the Lord comes along and says to him, I want you to go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Lord, me! I can't speak! I've got a problem. I can't speak, Lord. I'm over my head. I want to live for you, but I'm in over my head. You're going to have to help me with this. Well, he said, well, I'll send Aaron with you and go down there. And so he goes down there. Do you remember the story? He goes down there and said, okay, do you tell him to make brick without straw then? What I come to do? You're supposed to let them go. How are they going to make the brick without straw? How are they going to? Boy, am I over my head. Lord, I'm in over my head. You know, all through the Bible, you see the people that live for God, they got into these circumstances that was so much bigger than they were. So much more. What could you do? How could you think your way out of that? What am I going to do to be able to do that? You know what? In my experience with the Lord, as I went through, the Lord called me to Sunday school. I didn't know what I was even doing. I was going to do Sunday school class, and then I started the ministry. And Lord, why did you choose me and do that? And then all of a sudden, I want you to go full time. Lord, I'm over my head. I mean, over my head. What am I going to do? I got a family to support. I got to do all these things. I'm in over my head. I can't do it. You know what? Living for God's going to be in over your head. You're going to be in over your head most all the time. You're going to be. I'm going to tell you. You can't beat the devil. You're in over your head. You're a fleshly being trying to fight a spiritual thing. You're in over your head. I'm going to tell you, there's one that all of it's under his feet. That's the connection. That's the connection we have. You know, the Bible even teaches us that the odds are against us. We have our own flesh to contend with. We have the Adamic nature to contend with. We have the devil to contend with. We have the world and its cosmos to deal with. Did you know that the Bible actually says that the odds are against us except for that it's under his feet? The odds are totally against us unless we are connected to the one that has it all in the control. So yeah, there'll be all of these events. There are going to be all of these things that happens to us in life. I look at the world around us today. You look at what's going on in the moral decay. You look at the social decay. You look at the political decay. You look at what's going on in our country and all these things out there. And it just becomes overwhelming and too big for me to deal with. In my own mind, in my own heart. But I'm going to tell you what, it's under the Lord's feet. God can give us grace for every situation, every place. God can give us victories over all that. So there's an idea of Moses, and he comes down to these things, and the whole thing seemed to be contrary, going up against Egypt and all those things, and he got into this place. Sea was too much. There was a story of David. David is a little feller going up against a giant. David, you're in over your head. You've went too far with this. Yeah, Brother Marty, he's in over his head. Yes, amen. I've been in over my head from the start of this thing I'm in over my head. But I'm going to tell you, God's able to perform everything that he leads you into. God's able to take care of that. David, there's a giant down here. Come on. Well, Lord, I'm in over my head. Just go. There it is. You know, David had a lot of courage because of what the Lord had done for him. You know, it's not natural for a little boy like that to be able to take on I didn't say it was that big, but a 500-pound lion. But he grabbed him by his beard and smote him anyway. It's not natural that he could take a bear, but he did. He got in over his head, and the Lord showed that he was superior in the situations. And so now there's a big giant down there, and he's out for destruction, and he's going to face him. And he got in over his head, way in over his head. The outcome should have not been. The odds was too much against it. But God, it's all under his feet. There was the story, of course, of Daniel, who faithfully served the Lord. He got in over his head. He got in way over his head. Now he's going to be thrown into a lion's den. What are you going to do about that? What would be your human plans? What would be your human plans for how you're going to respond when you hit the bottom of that pit with the lions? Well, let's see. I'm going to sit real still like they tell you to do with these dogs. They tell you when a dog's just set real still, or a bear, so just act like you're dead. Don't try to run or fight or do that. Or you're going to take the idea of I'm going to get up against the corner and I'm going to defend them off with my pocket knife. What would be the ideas? I'm in over my head. I wouldn't know what to do in a den of lions. I don't know how to face this. I don't know what to do with it. But it's in God's control. And I think about all the situations that we might face in life, and you go on and, oh, I think about the apostles. Yeah, old Peter got in over his head. He got in over his head over and over, and it's because he put the first foot forward. He wanted to do something for the Lord, and I'm going to tell you, Peter wanted to see God do something. That's what it was about. Lord, can I walk on the water too? Yeah, Peter, you might fail, but you're going to have experiences in your life to tell your grandchildren. You're going to have experiences to preach about because you're going to learn something in these situations. Yeah, you're going to find out that you're a human being, and human beings don't walk on the water, Peter. You're going to need the power of God. We need the power of God to do what we need to do because we're always in over our head. You haven't got, you may go learn. God may give you the strength and ability to go learn how to speak and how to put your sentences right. You may speak perfect grammar and all that, but you can't move a soul. You can't touch an individual's heart. You can't go to the depths of what's supposed to be there. That's the Spirit of the Lord. And I want to tell you something about the Spirit of the Lord. You don't have to say your grammar right to touch a soul. You don't have to have all your words right and all your things right to do that. What you need to do is have the Lord on board, and the Spirit of God can do those things. David come to the giant and he didn't have fancy. He said, I come unto you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the armies of Israel, I come to you in the Spirit of the Lord. That was the victory that he had. That's the victory that we can have too. So if you're here today and you're in this moment or in this place, or you have been or you will be, just remember this. When the waves are over your head, they're under his feet. The Apostle Paul, over and over and over, I think if the Apostle Paul was here today, he could testify to you that I stayed in a state of having the waves over my head. I was under, it was easy to get in over your head. I was in over my head with the shipwrecks. I started preaching to these officials. I claimed I wanted to go before Caesar, so they took me. Went all these times, I'm going in my life, and I'm in over my head. Went out and went to get a piece of firewood and a poisonous snake bit him. I'm in over my head again. I came to witness to these people, and now if you don't do something, I'm going to die here by the fire. I'm in over my head with this. I'm going to go preach to Felix and to Festus and King Agrippa, and I'm going to go preach to them, and I'm in over my head. They think I'm crazy. Lord, they think I'm crazy. Paul, you're beside yourself with learning. You're crazy. You've done what I... They think I'm crazy. Lord, give me the Spirit of discernment. Give me the Spirit of wisdom. Give me the Spirit of words. I'm in over my head, and mere mortal words are not going to help. My actions is not going to do anything. I'm going to need God working for me. And if God's working in it, there's victory in all of it. There's victory in these things. So we face the normal things of life. We're going to face criticisms. Well, you can get in over your head real fast. We're going to face the persecutions that come along with being faithful. We're going to have people cross their eyes at us and say, what an idiot. What an idiot. But the Lord's able to keep us through all of it. Ultimately, every one of us is going to have to face the ending of our life. I'm going to tell you, that's a giant. That's going to be a giant. That's going to be, we're going to say, I'm sure in over my head. But when I'm over my head, when the waves are over my head, they're under his feet. And if I keep connected with the Lord, the Lord's able to give me grace for every situation. Do you know what the Lord requires? That we be kind to our persecutors? Well, it's a lot easier not to be. It's a lot easier to flare up about that. And sometimes I don't know if my human nature can do it. But you know what? Through Christ, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. I can be victorious in the most hideous situations. I have one that's going to reach down and pull me out of the sea that's overtaking me. When the situation's too big, there's too much for me. I can't handle it. I've got one that's forever there, and he's not moved by it. Oh, I like telling this story. This is one of my experiences. I was with Brother James and Sister Tricia one time. We was holding a revival in Sepulpa. Brother James had went to the jail ministry, and we had stayed home. Sister Tricia was there at the house. Sister Tricia comes to me and says, Brother James in a pinch. They had to go in two by twos, and there was only three of them. And so there was supposed to be two teams, but there was only one team and one man. And Brother James needed somebody. So he said, you don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is show up. He needs you to go into the prison with him. And so that's all they told me. So I said, okay, well, I'll go. So we went and met him there. And when we went in, I hadn't even got my wallet. They told me to just come. And I usually always have it, but I didn't have it. So I didn't have my ID in there. And that you couldn't even get in there without an ID. I have all this stuff. And so I went in, and so there was an old ex-senator there that was going went in to do the work and stuff. And when he found out I didn't have my credentials to get in, nothing to get in, he said, "Well, you did bring your Bible, didn't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I got my Bible. I just don't have my wallet." He took my Bible and slammed it down on that desk and looked at them and said, "Here's his credentials." Okay. And I went in, and the Lord had been dealing with me that morning about the night service. I had all this stuff, and it was just amazing that when Brother James started dealing with the people out of this book that had been pre-written, kind of like our Sunday school book, he was doing a lesson for them in there. All the scriptures was the same that the Lord gave me. I had the scriptures already that the Lord gave me. And they started doing that, so I had thoughts on it and all. And so the first place we went in, I never even spoke a word. I just talked to some of the guys, and we had prayer. And the second pod we went into, Brother James comes in, and at the end of the little lesson, he said, "Well, Brother Marty, you have anything?" And I added a little bit with the guys. And in the third place we went in, Brother James walks in and introduces me. This is Brother Marty from West Virginia, and he has a message for you. And I put it right on there. So I did the message that the Lord gave me for the night. I had for the night. Well, we was there most all the day, and service was at 7 o'clock or something in the evening, and we was getting out of the prison about 5:30 or something, and I start panicking. I gotta preach that night, and I preached that 4 or 5 times during that day. I mean, I was done. That was gone. The burden was gone, and I remember so vividly being so concerned about that I questioned the Lord, and the Lord's response to me is, "I'm not worried about it." I'm going to tell you, God ain't worried about what we worry about. God isn't worried about the corruption that's in the world. God isn't worrying about whether we're going to make it or not. God isn't worried about whether there's enough substance in heaven to get us through. God isn't worried about the things that we worried about. And I'm sitting and worrying, but the Lord said, "I'm not worried about it." Yes, my faith. The Lord pulled me up. I was sinking. And the Lord pulled me up when the waves are over my head. They're under His feet. Lord, pulled me up out of there. And do you want to know what the testimony was of that meeting? By far, the best service was the night I didn't have anything. Because God put more to get it out. And it just, when I got up with the little thought, the Lord just opened up the one that couldn't speak in his junior year, opened my mouth, because it's all under His feet. He's able to do that. I want to encourage you today. I don't want to keep going, it's getting late, but I want to encourage you that when you think that it's not possible, when you think that you can't do it, when it seems like it's too big or too much, I want to encourage you that it's under His feet. He's got control of these things. Let's look to Him in faith, and He'll pull us out. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.